This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big trend in office design for a good while now has been open floor plans. All the cool companies are doing it. But when you get right down to, you know, actually working, are open plan offices really all that? Marketplace's Sally Herships looked into it.
Marketplace's New York Bureau is partially open plan, but most of it is rooms with doors that close. Some are beautiful and light-filled. Then there is the office of Tobin Lowe, digital production assistant.
Meg pointed out to me once that I could actually get scurvy if I because I have a terrible diet and there's no windows in this room.
Meg Kramer, assistant producer, sits near a window, which is sort of open plan. Her desk is in the hallway. What Marketplace's New York Bureau doesn't have a lot of is common space, which is the hot trend right now in office design. GlaxoSmithKline just paid, it won't say how much, to design a new 200,000-square-foot glass building in Philadelphia, which is entirely open plan. The company is pretty excited. It even made a YouTube video about the space.
It's a whole new way of working.
I'll admit it. At first, I was nervous about leaving my old office and cubicle setup. But I love working in the open environment.
How could I not visit this place? What is that woman sitting in over there?
Oh, those are very cool chairs. You want to see those? We can go see them.
Ray Malora is head of design and change management at GSK. He says the company strategically placed special chairs throughout the building for workers who need a quiet place to sit. It looks like a chair that wants to give me a hug, and it's purple. The new building feels a little like a hotel. There's a coffee shop and a spiral staircase in the atrium, which is huge and has lots of windows and light. But there are no offices and no assigned seats. Instead, groups get put in neighborhoods. Every morning, you get your stuff, post-it notes and stapler out of a locker, and decide which desk you want.
Why not just let people have their own desks and then also give them the choice of switching spaces?
Because we're trying to keep movement in the environment. We're trying to keep people moving around.
Malora says the idea is to encourage workers to talk to colleagues they might otherwise never interact with. Interaction is the big trend right now in the world of offices, but it can also be hard to get right.
The amount you talk to other people is never predictive of how productive or happy you are.
Ben Weber is president and CEO of Sociometric Solutions. The company uses Bluetooth to track workers, where they tend to go in the office and who they typically interact with. It compares those behaviors with how happy and productive they are. Turns out, it's not how much you talk to your coworkers.
It's the pattern of communication. Do I talk to a lot of people that know each other? Do I talk to lots of people in different groups?
Weber tells a story about a large manufacturing company whose salespeople sat in cubicles.
The company said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to spend millions of dollars. We're going to build out a beautiful new open plan office setting. It's going to be great. Lots of daylight. Fantastic. And they did that.
But it didn't work. Sorry, cube haters. The cubicles were actually better. Weber says in the old setup, the sales team talked to each other about how to sell more. When the office went open plan, they talked more, but to other coworkers instead. He says the problem today is instead of thinking about what specific employee needs are, some companies are too focused on trying to be trendy.
Isn't it ironic? You know, I started researching this in 1976.
Alan Hedge teaches ergonomics at Cornell.
And here we are nearly 40 years later, and it's come back into fashion.
He says the open plan office is a German idea from the middle of the last century.
Bürolandschaft. Büro, which is the German for office, and then Landschaft, which was landscape.
Hedge says the original open plan offices failed. Workers were unhappy with noise and lack of privacy. He says the same concerns exist today. That's why in open plan offices, headphones have become the new office door. Bottom line, Hedge says office design is like fashion.
The latest trend is to say, let's get rid of cubicles, let's get rid of private offices, let's create these vast open spaces and life will be wonderful. Well, it won't.
And another trend that won't make office life wonderful, standing desks. Hedge says if we stand for more than about 6 to 8 minutes, we are going to get tired. Instead, he says he has a magic formula. Sit for 20, stand for 8, and move for 2, which will make you healthier and more productive. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.